Blog Talk Radio. Is this life even yours? Who gave it to you?
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Wow, you guys, thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. We're past 600,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without you. I hope you enjoyed them and learned something from them. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, today I am blessed to have again, for the second time, Intijam Rosie on, talking about her new album, At the Back of Beyond, coming out on March 15th. The song you just heard, Love is Calling, came out on Valentine's Day, very apropos. So good morning, good afternoon, Rosie, all the way from the other across the pond.
Hi, Joy. Good morning.
Thanks for agreeing to do the interview.
Thanks for asking me. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure.
This is the second time you've been on. The first time we were talking about your album, L, and wow, you have just made this huge transformation. Totally different side of you on this third album, really. You have three albums out. So what was the, why did you decide to go in a different direction this time?
Well, with my second album, I also wanted to in a different direction. So it's something that's just in my nature. You know, I cannot do the same thing over and over again. So that's why it came in naturally. I have so much that I want to do in this lifetime, let's say. So, you know, whenever you get the opportunity to start a new chapter, you know, then I do it. So it's a natural thing for me. I don't really do boxes and you know, like I'm a jazz singer or pop singer or all of that labeling stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a natural thing, you know. I did one thing and then I go into another, you know, to explore and to grow and to keep it fresh for myself also, you know, because you get to play your songs a lot and, you know, you have to make sure you keep it fresh for yourself and also for
yeah, you
for
can
your
get
audience.
Bored. Yeah, you can get bored, you know, doing the same thing. Well, let me ask you, though, for some people who are not familiar with you, what does your name mean, and what is the background of your name?
Well, it doesn't really have, like, a meaning, you know. Jam is, I don't really know, actually. And Rosie is Rose.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm from Cameroon, so you have names that are not really from here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the Netherlands?
I've been living here since I was 9. I'm 29 now. We'll be 30 next month. So 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a while. 2 decades. Yeah.
And since then, you've had such a rise. You were won the MCN World Up Award for Most Promising Talent at the Dutch Music World Day. You were also won the Music Matters Award for Music Ambassador in Rotterdam in 2010.
Yes.
And now, just recently, Elle Magazine. Talk to us about the Elle Magazine layout.
I was nominated for the Dutch Elle Magazine for the Elle Style Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
you know,
did they call you or you submitted They came to you and said, hey, this is what
they
song?
They choose people they think are stylish or something. And then they nominate you, you know. So
you're so relaxed about it. You're so relaxed about it. You're like, oh, they nominate people who are stylish or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like when you are being you, it's not, I was very honored, of course. I mean, you know, it's cool when Elle Magazine thinks you don't look like a crazy person wearing all kinds of colors and prints, you know. So I was honored is also not really the word, you know, because it's just vanity stuff, you know, the way you look also in one hand. So it was really cool. It was a nice evening, and the other nominees were really nice women, and I had a blast that evening. So, yeah.
Well, let me play some more music. This is the title track from At the Back of Beyond for the audience, okay?
Yes.
I wish that you would come along. Surprisingly, I'm not homebound. I swim and dive up here just fine. The only thing separating us is a thin line. My rain flows ocean deep, and salt is warm things I see. A necessary cleansing touch. I am silent now, my pride.
Wow, so that's a really mellow kind of sound to it. You also play the guitar, yes?
Yeah, I started to. That's where the journey began, actually. That I thought, you know, let me play some guitar and start really learning. Because I've always had the thought of, you know, wanting to play the guitar. And but every time, you know, it's like, okay, next month, next year.
Yeah.
Next album, next, postponing it, and with new wanting to start a new journey for myself, I thought, yeah, this is the time, just start, you know, chord by chord, and I wrote At the Back of Beyond, and it started there, actually. So, so now I'm playing guitar also sometimes, not the whole time, you know, during a show, but sometimes I pick it up, and and a lot of the songs on At the Back of Beyond are written on guitar instead of, like, Elle wrote two songs on keys, but I wrote a lot of the songs on Elle on keys, so the harmonies are way jazzier because of that, because, you know, somehow I get the keys. You know, I've been playing that a bit longer. I'm not a piano player, you know, and I'm also not a guitar player.
But you're learning, you know.
Yeah, I'm just fooling around, let's say. You know, I play with people that can really play. I'm like a songwriter, you know, and of course, when you write something yourself, you can play that, but it's not like if you ask me now, Rosie, play this song, and, you know. I would have to, like, first check it out and then buy it, and, you know, so. But, I decided to do it, and I did it, you know, so I'm very proud of myself.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's part of, like, we talked earlier about stretching yourself. So, like, you have 3 albums now, the first, the second, they're all different, they're all unique, and now you're playing with the instruments, you know, maybe you'll go on to something else. Talk to me about this title, At the Back of Beyond. What does that mean to you?
I got it from the movie Black Narcissus. I don't know if you know it. Not a lot of people know it, but it's a movie from the 40s, 50s. I don't know the exact year, but it's old school and very vintage, like I like. And there was this phrase in the movie saying, it's a little place and it's at the back of beyond. And I just loved the way the actor was saying it, and I never heard this at the back of beyond, you know. And I love language anyway, so I looked it up, and it triggered me. I I just took it. I was like, okay, I'm going to write a song that's called At the Back of Beyond, and I'm going to write it on guitar, and I couldn't play. So, you know, it triggered me. So I was, yeah, now I really have to start, and yeah. I'm going to finish this song no matter what. So I started chord by chord with the dummies, playing guitar for dummies, you know,
right.
kind of book. And, you know, it started to develop. Every day I made sure I played, even if it was 10 minutes or an hour, mm-hmm. but it got into my fingers, only this one song, and then other songs came, and I started
after
to take
that.
Lessons also. So that's where it started with the movie, actually. And the movie is about, you know, it's a spiritual journey for a convent.
Nuns.
Convent
yeah.
Of, nuns,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And,
the Himalayas, yeah.
Yeah, during that time I was also, getting back to Christ, let's say.
Oh, wow.
I've
okay.
always believed
cool.
in God my whole life, but
mm-hmm.
I grew up, you know, with a Christian family, but never really, you know, I kind of got lost from that. And in 2010, and my thirst, you know, became bigger, and I went back to my father, let's say, and so the movie... It's kind of talking about that, you know, the feeling.
Mm-hmm. It triggered you to go back to them.
Yeah, exactly. So I was in a spiritual journey anyway. So that's why At the Back of Beyond is that place where I hope, you know, that you, my friend, or whoever comes along to see what is going on in there, in my heart, in my spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
Jesus, that's love, that's nature, photography, you know,
yeah.
like Rosie. Me. So that's who, you know, and the guitar, like I love the guitar. And
oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, so for me, it's beyond genres, you know, because it's really more a story about the instrument and also the spirit that is me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you mentioned is that you speak different languages. I want to play something from L album for the audience to let them hear.
Yes.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Regardez-le, n'oublie pas que son cœur t'appartient. Calme-toi, les jaloux ne vont pas réussir à vous séparer. Écoute-le, n'en fais pas, c'est sa best friend. Approche-toi de lui, enfin, ce soir, t'es pas en train de rêver.
So that's from your second album, L, Faire sa main.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Almost, Faire sa main.
Faire sa main. Okay, now you say it. See? Today we're going to have a French lesson from Rosie. So you speak French, you speak Dutch, yeah? And you speak
yeah.
the language, French is spoken in Cameroon, but is there another?
Yes, and English, it's bilingual.
Uh-huh, and English, yeah. So now this
yeah.
third album, is it mostly in English? Because those two songs were in English. Or what other languages are you going to speak on the third album?
There's on At the Back of Beyond, the third album, there's one song in French and one song in Bulu, and the rest in English. So, yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, yeah.
Okay.
So did you hear
okay.
what I said?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I heard you.
Cool.
We were talking about your philanthropic work. You're doing a benefit concert coming up, actually on my birthday, which is next Saturday.
oh, cool. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Tell us about this benefit concert and what you're doing there.
Well, actually, I'm just a tiny a little part. I will be playing two songs, and they are generating money for the project Ubuntu, and it's for children living on the street, you know, for them to help them out in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so street children.
Are you interested in doing any other work in terms of benefits, or are you interested in starting like a program or a foundation for yourself in the future?
I'm always interested in helping others out, you know, that are busy helping others out. So like last week, an actress called me. She asked me to come and play, for she had also a benefit thing for cancer foundation in Holland. And yeah, I said yes. So I went there and played, and they got a lot of money for the foundation. So I do. I like to do stuff like that, and also for Ronald McDonald Houses. A few weeks ago, I was also there playing, and you know, I always tell them, you know, just call me anytime, and I'll just check my schedule. If I can make it, I will definitely come and help out any way I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me as an artist. I have such a weird agenda, so I cannot help out
everybody.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's by me singing or talking about it, you know, being an ambassador. If I have the time, you know, I will definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
So and in the future, I want to help more. I have an appointment even next week with another charity. It's called Save the Children. I saw it on TV, and I was like, yeah, I want to help. So I just, you know, email them, like, hi, I'm Rosie, and I'm a singer. Can I help out in any way? And so,
that's great.
Yeah, I just tried to help out like that. And, of course, within a few years, when I'm more established myself, I can start my own foundation like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for now, I'm just helping out wherever I can.
Yeah. What type of guitar did you learn on? Was it a special brand, or do you see yourself buying or really getting more deep into it and buying different types?
I like all kinds of guitars. It's like shoes, you know. How can you ask a girl to choose just sneakers or pumps or boots? Or, you know, so I'm an addict. And I like the Spanish guitar because of the, you know, the sound with the wood, you know, and the bass that it has by itself. And I also love steel string, you know, it gives a more Americana, folky kind of sound. But I also like the edginess and the clearness of an electric guitar. So I have all three. And I started to practice with a cheap Spanish guitar. I just need to buy a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've been practicing on all three, and I really just every song is different with another guitar. So and also depends also what kind of gig you have. If it's really small and intimate, I come out and play two songs. I might come with another guitar than the electric one, and I like Fender guitars, of course. You know, Stratocaster.
Yeah,
and,
Fenders are nice. That's what they say. Yeah, Fenders are nice.
Yeah, so I like the best of the best, you know.
Well, let me play another song for the audience. This is actually from one of your first album, Atuba, and just to give them where you came from and now where you are.
Yes.
So let's just play Vunama.
Yeah.
Does that bring back any memories to you from when you did that song initially?
Yeah, my friend Lamine Kouyaté that played it. It's like, oh yeah, actually, I always forget about this song. I never played live, actually, you know, and yeah, I just really love African instruments, and it was at the time that I was studying at the conservatory, and, you know, all was fresh and new in my mind, and then being in the music industry and stuff. Yeah. I really love the song.
Yeah, it's very calming, it's very relaxing, you know, and I love children, mm-hmm. so as you can hear the children speaking in the background. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I want to tell them to check out, excuse me, your webpage, which is ntjamrosie.com. Check her out there. Also, you can click and check out her new video, a little teaser about At the Back of Beyond, and also the video, excuse me, I got something in my throat here, Love is Calling, her first video for this new album. Also check her out on Twitter. It's her name, Ntjam Rosie, on Twitter. And also she has a Facebook page, so support her there. You're going to be on another radio station coming up. That's in the Netherlands on the 20th. And so just support a sister doing some great things out there. I'm going to be giving away, once your album comes out March 15th, I'll give away some copies of the album on iTunes. Yes, this comes on iTunes?
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll come on iTunes.
Yeah. So you have a great Saturday, okay?
You too. Enjoy your day since it just started, you know.
I know, yeah. Thank you so much. You have a great week, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. At the Back of Beyond, ntjamrosie.com. Also, check her out on Twitter, ntjamrosie, on Twitter. And enjoy the Saturday. Stay tuned at 11:30. I'll be speaking with Dr. Ronnie, the hip-hop doc, Whitfield, and heart attack survivor Kimberly Montgomery. She'll be coming on. So please stay tuned. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook, and you can send me an email. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. This is Love is Calling from Ntjam Rosie's album At the Back of the Beyond.